Moving through the years that the Rolling Stones have been together, you've seen success and failure in people that you've known. You've seen tragedy within the group itself. What do you look back on yourself? I know it's a big question, but I wonder what you look back on over the years that you've been in the rock and roll business as being the most prominent memory in your life.
Nice one,
isn't it? It's about 100 questions.
Yeah,
there's a lot. Well, you know, my memories are very short, you know, because Wembley last year, whenever it was, it was only last year, wasn't it? 1983. Last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a year ago, a bit over a year ago now. That was a great show for me, you know, because we never played a big stadium in the UK successfully, you know, and we played several, you know, up and down the country, even that rained and what do you expect. And that was a wonderful memory for me, the Wembley shows. Because what you said, we had every kind of person. We were young kids and that you didn't expect, and very old people you didn't expect to come up and when they get the app to come out to get. Plus, we had a tube strike as well because I had to really beef it up. A lot of them had to walk. And, that was great. And then
Do you have fond memories of this country? You mentioned the Wembley concert. I mean, coming back home to Britain where you started.
Yeah, that was one of the things about the last years too, actually. I mean, you've got to remember that the Rolling Stones and a lot of bands, you know, that started off in England are very international, you know, and when we started off, and a lot of bands started off, I can remember when the Clash started off, for instance, they were really slammed when they went abroad, you know, how dare you go abroad. I mean, you know, this is an international kind of thing. And when we first went abroad, everyone said we were abandoning our, you know, when we went to Liverpool, we were abandoning our fans in London. It goes like that. But, I mean, the other thing is like Hyde Park concert in 1969, a free concert. I always remember that one.